a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I will now call the House Commerce and Energy Committee to order. I'd like to welcome those of you that are visiting with us in our committee room today, as well as those listening on the Internet. I'd like to remind you also to make sure your cell phones or other electronic devices are turned off or turned to their silent setting so we don't have any interruptions throughout today's business. And with that, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Kamak.
Here.
Cronin.
Aye.
Greenfield. Kirschman.
Here.
Miller. Nelson.
Here.
Parsley.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rounds. Stalzer.
Here.
Westra.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
And Solem.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum with a majority of the members elect present. I trust you've all had the opportunity to review minutes from our last committee meeting, and with that, I'd entertain a motion for approval.
Second.
The motion by Representative Kamak, seconded by Representative Westra. All in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. I'd like for our pages to come up and introduce themselves. Please come up to the microphone and tell us who you are and where you're from. And the microphone is always on.
Hi, I'm Zoe Pease, and I'm from Centerville.
Welcome. Thanks for your help.
My name is Carissa Buckles, and I'm from Pierre.
Very good. Well, you're still at home then. Okay, good. Good. In addition, I know we have a number of people here that would like to testify on a couple of the bills that we have this morning. I would remind those who wish to testify to make sure you please sign in on the sheet at the podium. Also remind everyone that all questions or comments will pass through the chair. Any housekeeping comments by the committee? If not, we're going to go to work. We will take the bills in order as they've been printed on our agenda. And with that, I will open the hearing on House Bill 1037. House Bill 1037 is brought to us at the request of the Department of Public Safety. And House Bill 1037 is an act to define the requirements for the sale of certain octane petroleum products. And with that, I will open proponent testimony to House Bill 1037. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Jenna Howell. I am the Director of Legal and Regulatory Services for the Department of Public Safety. I am here today to let you know that we have been working with the industry and working on a compromise between this bill and 1091, which is on the docket next. And for that reason, we anticipate an amendment to 1091, and we are asking that you table 1037 at this time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any opponents to that motion? If I will give you an opportunity, seeing none. Representative Stalzer.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion to table this bill.
Second.
Okay, the motion to table House Bill 1037 by Representative Stalzer, seconded by Representative Nelson. This is final action on House Bill 1037, and a tabling motion does not require or entertain any comments. So with that, on the tabling motion, I would ask the Secretary to call the roll. All in favor will say aye, all opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Greenfield. Kirschman.
Aye.
Miller. Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds. Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
And Solem.
Aye.
Okay. We have 10 yeas. 3 excused.
Okay. House Bill 1037, having received a majority of the votes from the members elect, is hereby tabled. The next bill on our agenda is then House Bill 1091. House Bill 1091 is an act to establish certain provisions regarding the labeling of motor fuel at a retail fuel pump. And with that, I will open public testimony to House Bill 1091 and ask for proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative.
Mr. Chair, Representative Justin Cronin, District 23. I'm passing out an amendment at this time. If I could speak to the amendment as well as it pertains to a big majority of why we're all here.
Very good. Speak to both the bill and the amendment.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. First off, I want to apologize to the committee. I know you were all looking forward to staying up here for a couple hours and watch people argue. But that's not the case here today. We over the past week and a half had some discussions, disagreements, culminating last night with our final compromise. Keeping in mind the governor's concern with making sure the public is aware, as a duty of government to make sure the public is aware of what they're purchasing, and also keeping in mind our local retailers and the companies that do business in South Dakota, and not infringing on contracts that they may be entered in with companies who don't necessarily have to follow our rules and can so to speak put the thumb on the retailer and the suppliers in our state. So what comes before you is the changes to the bill. I, for some reason, in my running around last night, I don't have a copy of the original bill and my computer's dead, but I know that you are all capable of reading the amendment. And the compromise was to keep on the amendment subsection 1, regular unleaded, is going to be 85 West River. That is what 85 octane is going to be called. One of the reasons for that is that when you get a pump and you sign an agreement with a company, your pumps, the fascia of the pump, the face of the pump, excuse me, has unleaded, regular unleaded, premium, mid-grade. These are all previous. They're stamped on the product before they're shipped to your location, and that's what the companies that we enter into contract agreements with call their products. So, you know, rather than renaming 85 octane to 85 octane or Justin Super Boost, either way, we were going to cause a problem for our local business owners, because I like to keep my pumps clean. I don't want to go out there and patch up pieces of paper, changing the names of everything. And so we were able to come to a compromise and keep that, which was one of the, you know, the most hard fought parts of this bill and had the most heartburn. And then to keep the governor's side, making sure that we can inform the public of what they are purchasing. At the beginning of the amendment there, it says on page one, line seven of the printed bill, we'll insert the wording on any 85 octane product shall be conspicuously identified with a decal or a label, and the label will state may not be suitable for all engines, refer to owner's manual before fueling. So there's much testimony to come behind me from both industry. I would just ask that you understand that I always like to get my way, but sometimes that doesn't always work, and we all know that. But a bill where both sides give a little, and the end product results in achieving what both sides set out to do in the first place, I think ultimately ends up in a good bill, and I hope you can support it. And I thank the committee for their time. And I thank you for your attention. And any questions, I will stand by. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative.
Representative Cronin, if you adopt that philosophy in your marital life, you'll have a much happier life.
Is there something I don't know?
Just as a reminder, I did not open the committee for comments yet. However, this was duly noted and appreciated, I'm sure. Additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1091.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Trevor Jones with the Department of Public Safety. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today regarding House Bill 1091 as amended. We support it. We very much appreciate the efforts of Representative Cronin to help locate the middle ground that would still encompass the governor's two primary issues and concerns. Number one, supply issues in the Black Hills area. And, of course, providing the consumer with information that would help them make the best decision on what type of fuel to put in their vehicle. Thank you again for Representative Cronin, the industry, and their willingness that eventually led to the amended bill you have before you. We urge your support of House Bill 1091 as amended. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Additional proponent testimony. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Donna Lightsky, and I'm the executive director and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. And I want to begin by thanking Representative Cronin. He's not only our prime sponsor, but he also used to own a gas station. He had a tragedy that occurred in December, but he is in the business. He does understand our business. And as you will hear from me and the people who follow me, it's a very complicated business. So we do appreciate that. House Bill 1091 is an important bill for the petroleum industry, and I urge you to support this and the amendment. In 2012, the legality of 85-octane gasoline in western South Dakota was questioned. In June of 2012, an emergency rule was enacted that allowed 85-octane to continue to be sold while an administrative rules review was conducted. This administrative rules resulted in a law that exists today in western South Dakota. That administrative rule ends June 30th, 2013, and that is the purpose of this bill today and why we're here before you today. That rule presently requires 85-octane gasoline to be called sub-regular octane, and it also requires a consumer information label that contains the word sub-regular octane. These two items have eliminated 85-octane gasoline from the products that some gas station owners are allowed to sell due to contractual agreements with their suppliers. This sub-regular octane label has resulted in the loss of sales and concerns from consumers. And in order to continue selling 85-octane gasoline for some and being allowed to once again sell 85-octane gasoline for others, in western South Dakota, and we're only speaking about 9 counties in western South Dakota, this legislation needs to be passed. The passage of this bill will allow those marketers in western South Dakota to continue to provide consumers with the highest quality fuel at the most economical price. And that has been our goal throughout the years of selling gasoline, not just in western South Dakota, but throughout the state of South Dakota. And this is why we're here today. House Bill 1091, as you read it, simply codifies that administrative rule, which allows that gasoline to be sold in those counties. There are two major changes to that. And I think Representative Cronin just addressed that with our amendment. The biggest change is the verbiage. We take off the word sub before regular octane, and we replace that with oil company proprietary words that they've called this product forever, which is regular unleaded, or unleaded. And you may wonder why I say those three words, but each contract, some people call it unleaded, some people call it regular, some regular unleaded. And you'll hear that from marketers also. The other change that has been agreed upon by industry is to affix a label above that 85-octane gasoline that says may not be suitable for all engines, refer to owner's manual. These changes were agreed upon between the state of South Dakota and the petroleum industry. As you see, there's other sections of the bill that may appear to kind of confuse or boggle the mind. Those are basically dealing with product documentation. When a refiner ships product down the pipeline, that product has to be followed with a bill of lading or product transfer documents. You heard it called many things. And that states on there what the octane level is, how many gallons, etc. So throughout the bill, we keep it consistent with the administrative rule so that there's never a misunderstanding of what documents have to accompany that fuel. And that goes all the way from the refiner through the pipeline, through the terminal, to the gas station owner in the end. You may be wondering why South Dakota sells 85 octane in the west and 87 in the east. And it's going to be answered by three people that follow me. But basically, the historical reason is octane or elevation. Elevation allows 85 octane to be sold in higher elevation areas. Those areas are fed by the Rocky Mountain refineries, starting in Montana, going all the way down through Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Nebraska. I feel it is important for the committee to hear from retailers today. Even though we've reached an agreement, this is an opportunity for them to educate you and you to ask them questions so that we all understand this complicated industry. I have three individuals with me here today who I consider to be foremost experts in western South Dakota selling gasoline because simply they've sold it for years out of there and they've founded their company and family-owned businesses on it. So with that, I'm going to let them get up and talk about that, and I will stand by for any questions. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee for hearing this bill today, and I urge your support of both the bill and the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Additional proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of 1091. And my name is Dave Kulish. I'm the general manager of MG Oil. I'm a registered lobbyist for MG Oil. And I've been in the retail and the wholesale business for 23 years. Again, thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of Bill 1091. Being a marketer in West River and also East River, we are marketing both 85 and 87 octanes required at the pump. I must say that 23 years of marketing in Rapid City, I've never seen or heard of a problem with anybody purchasing 85 octane and suffering engine problems or any type of problem. It's been a real stable. It's been a reliable product. I must say we've had some other problems with some other products, but the 85 has always been very reliable for us. Our current product slate is an 85 octane, which is a pure product. We're also marketing an 87 octane, which is a E10 blend with 10% ethanol, and we also have a pure premium product. I would say, looking at some statistics, prior to the labeling requirements, we were selling approximately 25 to 35% of the pure unleaded product, selling it for 10 cents more than the 87 octane. After the new labeling requirements, identifying the sub, regular, and also the warning label, we suffered about a 5% loss in product sales. Why the loss of sales? We looked at it from the perspective of some of the feedback. It was a warning. It was a hazardous label. It was something that people were scared of. There was a lot of questions on why did we have to put this label on there, and actually assuming that we had a different product. When we talked to our consumers and they realized it was the same product that was there for 70 years, they were kind of questioning why the label was there. Required by law to do that, and we complied with the law. And once we identified that, they had a clear understanding of why we put the label there, although we had the product for 70 years. And in my opinion, it's kind of a precedent that we had this product. It's crucial to our product slate. We are in agreement of the amendment with the new labeling, although I'm not a big advocate of additional labels on our pumps. As you're probably aware of, most of you have field, there is numerous labels that are put on the pumps, and I think it can be somewhat confusing to the consumer having so many labels on our pumps with the state and the federal regulations, with all of our octane, the ethanol, the retailer requirements, and then the contractual obligations that we have with our suppliers of the image requirements that go on the pump. We want to comply with the law, although I kind of look at it from the perspective of traveling down the interstate and having a billboard that's very busy. When you drive past that billboard, most times you don't remember more than a few items, and I kind of relate that to additional labels and so forth on the pump. I think at some point in time we get to be too much. I can relate identifying labels to similar to other items, maybe even a Big Mac or something. If you're purchasing a Big Mac in Sioux Falls and you come to Rapid City and there's a label on a Rapid City product, you might not buy that. And we had seen that when we put the labels on, I believe it was July 1st, and saw the loss of sales. Eliminating 85-octane, if that was discussion on doing so, it'd be very crucial to retain that product, just due to the fact of all the suppliers that ship product in the Rapid City. Most of them produce 85-octane, and if we lost 85-octane in Rapid City, we would have extreme shortages, more so than we do now. Most of those shortages are not identified by the public because we are on the end that take care of the consumer. We travel great distances to find alternate sources of product. We travel to Sydney, Nebraska, to North Platte, Nebraska, to Wolsey, to Mitchell, South Dakota. During extreme demand times, product shortages are very tight as they are now, and eliminating another source of 85-octane would even cause further problems. Problems that would be suffered by outages, and more than likely increased prices because of the additional freight traveling to bring their product back to Rapid City. I guess I just have a few other comments. The contractual relationships that we have with our suppliers is we have specific obligations with our branded suppliers on the image and the specifics that we put on the canopies and the pumps, and it does put us in jeopardy. And also, there's certain oil companies will recommend 2 and 3 products per the product slate on your price sign. During the busiest times in the summer, again, going back to supply, it's a crucial resource for us to have the 85-octane. And it does not just affect West River. It affects other parts of the state and also other surrounding states. When we run out of product in Rapid City, we have to go to those other sources. And typically what happens is everybody's going to those sources. So somebody in East River can say that we don't have supply problems from the West when they're out. That's not true. There's many times that our drivers are sleeping in their trucks overnight, waiting for product in all these variety of terminals. And when the high demand times and so forth is so crucial to have the turnaround on product to keep our station supplied, and all of a sudden when Rapid City runs out of product and we have to travel 200 to 300 miles and then wait in line anywhere from 8 to 10 hours, it puts a big crunch on supply and demand. We take pride in our industry and we do the best that we can, but unfortunately if we have to do that, typically the price is going to be higher at the pump due to the increased freight to bring the product back. Tourism is our biggest industry in Rapid City, and we support 1091, and we would want nothing to jeopardize that business, as I'm sure everybody else would feel the same. I'll be here for any further questions, and I appreciate the time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Additional proponent testimony.
My name is Don Poliski. I'm a registered lobbyist from Rapid City for Big D Oil Company, Mr. Chairman. We have operated in western South Dakota for 50 years, and we support the bill and we support the amendment.
And thank you, sir.
Stand by for questions.
Appreciate that. Additional proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Jim Sachs. I work for Oil Petroleum Company in Rapid City, South Dakota. We've been in business since 1957, selling 85-octane most all of that time until most recently. The reason 85-octane is out there, I'm sure you all understand, is because our supply comes from the Rocky Mountain region. And in the Rocky Mountain region, 85-octane is marketed as regular. That includes but is not limited to Colorado, Utah, Montana, which I think sells 85.5, Wyoming. So cities like Billings, Salt Lake City, Denver sell 85 octane and call it regular gasoline. I'm happy, I believe, with Bill 1091. We support that bill, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your comments. Additional proponent testimony. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Steve Willard. I'm a registered lobbyist for the American Petroleum Institute, and I won't belabor the point other than to say that we're very supportive of the bill in its amended form. You will see a copy of a letter that I think was in your handouts dated January 23rd that came from Exxon. And I think the point to the letter, if I could draw your attention to the second to last paragraph, goes right to kind of the crux of the issue. It speaks to, and the question we raise and the question that they responded to, excuse me, goes exactly to the supply question. And without belaboring the point, I think in a short version is that we've got challenges delivering premium fuel in Rapid City during certain times of the year, particularly during the rally. If they're compelled to go 87 and beyond, then those problems are just exacerbated to the point that I'm not sure what we would do. And I think probably that supply issue struck as much as anything else to helping resolve this issue along with the work that Representative Cronin done. So thanks very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Willard. Additional proponent testimony. Good morning, Mr. Lyons.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Sean Lyons, South Dakota Retailers Association. I'll be brief. We, too, support the proposed amendment before you this morning. We represent a number of gas station owners around the state and have worked well with the Petroleum Marketers Association over the years, and I'm glad of their leadership on this issue. We'd appreciate your support of the amendment as well as the final passage of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Additional proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman. I'm registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives, and we rise in support of both the amendment to 1091 and the bill as a whole. It does, again, help our suppliers and marketers out in the Hills area supply what we need to our customers. So we ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony. Proponent testimony. That's it? Awesome. All right. We'll now open it up to opponent testimony to House Bill 1091. Opponent testimony. Seeing no opponent testimony, I would close the public input portion. And because there were no opponents, I would certainly think we'd waive any type of rebuttal. And at this point, open it up for committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Okay. The chair has a couple questions, and in the testimony of the prime sponsor, there was reference made to Justin's Super Boost, and my question of the prime sponsor was, is that a product that's meant to be dispensed after 7 p.m.?
It's always 7 p.m. somewhere.
Okay, very good. And one other question is on the labeling procedures, and I've been doing a little research. Are the labeling guidelines that are spelled out in 1091, are they consistent with FTC guidelines so that we're essentially the same as the rest of the country? Anyone from industry, please.
Which label are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about a decal here and the labeling of unleaded 85 and 87. I see this label, and that, is that a South Dakota label, or is that something mandated by on high?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Donna Lightsky, Petroleum Marketers. FTC does require octane labels, and pardon me for not bringing that up before. I did give you a sample of an octane label that I had at my office. 88 is not a popular product, so I do have excess of those. But on all dispensers, it's required by federal law to state what the octane of that product is. Product names are proprietary things with oil companies. Octane decals are something that the Federal Trade Commission does. So all those octane labels on there, they serve as a type of warning label to make the consumer aware of what octane you're using. For example, some high-end vehicles, say, use premium or 91 and above octane only. You would then know when you go to the dispenser that 91 is the octane that you would use. Mr. Chairman, may I have a slight bit of latitude?
Certainly.
I just want to also address again the warning label that is in the amendment to the bill. We do fully support that. We look at that also as an opportunity to let consumers know that this is a product that might not be readily available in your state. So it just kind of states that in most owner's manual it says that 87 is a minimum octane, and realizing that some people, let's say you're coming from Michigan or Tennessee to the state of South Dakota, and you see that 85 on there, this will provide them to stop and pause and say, okay, this is a little different. If you are conscientious about your car, you may look at your owner's manual and say 87 is a minimum, and at that point you can choose to have that 87 on there. But I think that's a good consumer information label that we're going to put on there. I don't think it's going to have a negative impact on our product. We do support that, and I just think it gives the consumer a little bit more education on people that are coming into a state that have never seen this great a product before. So hopefully that answers your questions about decals.
It certainly does. And the reason why I held that up, quite frankly, this is the very first label I look at when I pull up to a pump. It doesn't matter how many handles are there on the machine. This is the first label I look for. And so I know what my vehicle is supposed to have, and I would trust most other people would be the same way. So
thank you.
Any other comments? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question about the amendment. I think that there was an oversight in the very last section of the bill. You'll notice if you look at page 3, lines 7 and 8, in the printed bill, super is included as a 91-octane product. In the amendment, it was changed. Super unleaded was bumped up to the mid-grade and plus line. The in the very last section of the bill, super remains with the 91 offerings, and I think it should be bumped up to the 89s.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Representative, for that observation. I did think about that also, because super throughout the state of South Dakota, whether it's in West River and it's the 87 variety, or eastern South Dakota would be the 89 variety, a lot of places do call that super. And Representative Greenfield does own a gas station, and my guess is that he might call his mid-grade plus or super might be his 89 flavor, if you want to call it that. I would probably defer to the prime sponsor, but we would not have an issue if that would be changed. That would not be a concern, that we would be amenable to that.
Okay, follow up.
We're good. Comments.
Okay, Representative Stalder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this warning, the may not be suitable for all engines and so on. Is there a stipulation of a font size or anything on that, so that it's readable? Or
in the, I guess,
Representative, please.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Representative, I think I'm comfortable with, and I believe the administration as well, because in the original language, it's conspicuously identified. Now, I know that's not... doesn't have anything directly termed to it. That's something we can look at. I feel fully comfortable that Ms. Leitschke is going to make the labels or find a way to have these labels made. They will be something you can read. We're not going to put it in a font size that you can't read, and it'll be displayed there prominently next to the 85.
Thank you. I will comment if my wife is reading it. Doesn't need to be pretty big.
Okay. Well, if I may add a comment to that as well. In looking through some of the FTC information, they do specify font size and character type and so on. So I'm not certain if it directly relates to what we're talking about here, but there are suggestions for that.
Correct. Mr. Chair, if I may. I spoke with the legal... Ms. Howell, excuse me, the attorney from the Department of Public Safety on that when you brought that up, and that the FTC has its requirements for those labels. It has no requirements in it that we believe as far as notes or notices, which is what I'm calling this, I guess. It would be a notice. But it's going to be, you know, you can see the examples. We don't have the pictures here now, but there's of what they're doing in Rapid City already. And I think these will be sufficient to those.
Very good. Any other questions? Questions of the committee? None. Seeing no further questions, I will close the public testimony portion on House Bill 1091 and open it up for committee comments or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Amendment 1091 FB.
The motion to amend by Representative Greenfield with Amendment 1091 FB, seconded by Representative Nelson. This is a voice vote. All in favor of the amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1091 has been amended. Representative Greenfield, do you have an additional amendment?
I do, Mr. Chairman. On page 3, line 15, I would like to strike super... comma, and on page 3, line 14, I would like to insert after plus, comma, or super.
Second.
So the amendment is to, on page 3, line 15, to strike the word super. And on line 14, add the word super.
Or super.
Or super.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? With that, again, another voice vote. All in favor of the Greenfield Amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1091 has been amended. Again. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move due pass on House Bill 1091.
Second.
Yeah. Thank you. The motion to move 1091 due pass as amended by Representative Rounds and seconded by Representative Parsley. Any comments, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I was a little late getting into committee today. I had another bill on another committee, but caught some of the discussion on this morning. And first off, I would like to thank the sponsor of the bill and those from industry and the governor's office for the work they did. I came up here this morning anticipating, I think we talked about this earlier, anticipating a gladiator fight. I was going to get some beverages and watch, but... we've seen what happens when people spend the time to get together and come out with a compromise where maybe they didn't get everything they wanted, but both are at the table and both are coming away in agreement. So I think this serves the purpose of what we started out, or they started out to do. And the amendment that was put on here, the two amendments, kind of answers the questions. I'm going to ask the committee here to support it and move it to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to support this, but I do want to just bring us back to why we're here. We're here because we were selling a product in the eastern part of the state that wasn't labeled properly and really wasn't supposed to be sold there. We had the example of the Big Macs on one side and the other. Well, they aren't quite the same Big Macs, and that's why we wound up getting to where we are today. I'm comfortable that this language is going to keep us from getting back to that position, and that's why I'm happy about that, and that's why I'm going to support the bill as amended. And I do appreciate both sides working hard to make sure that that happened for us today.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? And if I could follow on with Representative Parsley's comment, I think there was an Attorney General opinion back in, June of last year that discussed the whole concept of selling 85-octane gasoline and kind of made the determination that it was not appropriate for the state. So I do applaud public safety, Representative Cronin's work, industry. You guys did an awesome job putting this together and bringing the package, so to speak, to us this morning, and I thank you for that. So the motion at hand is do pass on House Bill 1091 as amended. Oh, Representative Cronin, do you have a comment? Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I do want to thank a few folks in particular who spent the last 3 days getting to know me probably more than they ever wanted to. Secretary Jones, Ms. Howell, Dusty Johnson, and Donna, Larry, the industry folks. This was lining up to be a big fight, and I think the give and the take here has made it a better bill than what it was intended to be to begin with, and that's always a good thing for us. And I really thank the committee for their indulgence, listening to the gentleman and learning a little more about how these supply and demand matters affect us. So with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you, Representative. Additional comments? Seeing none, the motion at hand is do pass on House Bill 1091 as amended. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
House Bill 1091, as amended, receives a do-pass recommendation, and we will move it to the floor, and not on consent. Hey, Representative Greenfield, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to clarify something. It was stated here that I own a gas station. Every time that is stated out here in Pierre and my parents find out about it, they want me to write them a fat check. I'm just a gopher.
Thank you, Representative. And I just had a couple thoughts myself. And so for people back home wondering what we did in committee work, I guess we can honestly turn around and said starting at 10 o'clock this morning, our committee had gas. So, okay. Very good. Thanks to all who participated in the 1091 hearing. The last item on our agenda for our committee meeting this morning is House Bill 1034. And House Bill 1034 is another Department of Public Safety bill brought to our committee. And House Bill 1034 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the procedure for setting petroleum examination and testing specifications and methods. And with that, I will open up proponent testimony to House Bill 1034.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair and members
Good
of the
morning.
Committee. Again, I'm Jenna Howell from Public Safety. This bill is brought, as was mentioned earlier, as the last year has progressed, we have been looking into our octane testing and our octane regulation program. What we came across in 3727 is that right now responsibility for setting those regulations and specifications is jointly shared between the Department of Public Safety and the state health lab. Now, I do not know how this originally came to be, but the state health lab does not have the capability to test octane, and they have not ever, to the best of my knowledge, been involved in the octane issue. So we just wanted to clean that up and reflect that they are not actually part of this process, and also just to update the division, which currently includes weights and measures, legal and regulatory services. With that, I will stand by for questions.
Very good. Thank you. Additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1034. Seeing no additional proponent testimony, are there any opponents? Opponent testimony. Seeing none, I would close the public portion on House Bill 1034 and open it up for committee questions, discussion, or action. Representative Rounds.
Mr. Chair, I would move to pass on House Bill 1034.
Second.
The motion do pass on House Bill 1034 by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Condit. Discussion, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this makes complete sense when we've got the state health laboratory involved on this, and I'm familiar with that. And they're absolutely correct that they don't have the ability to do that. So,
thank you. Additional comments? Anyone? Okay. Motion in hand is due pass on House Bill 1034. All in favor will say aye. All opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Condit.
Aye.
And Solem.
Aye.
13 yeas.
House Bill 1034 has received a majority of the vote of the members elect and passes. And the motion move consent by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Condit. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1034 is now on our consent calendar. However, Representative Rounds, would you speak to that in a caucus? I'm certain. And maybe Representative Kirschman, would you speak to that in your caucus as well? Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have finished our work for this morning. I appreciate your indulgence. Thank you for all of those who traveled in for our committee meeting today. And with that, I would entertain a motion. The motion for adjournment by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Condit. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.